Pete Wiggs and Olivia Atwood Sunday Roast. The podcast.
Hey, it's Tyler West and me, Molly Rainford, looking after things for Pete and Liv. They've left us in charge for a few weeks now.
Not sure if we should be trusted.
No.
This Sunday Roast.
Yes.
Molly's back from holiday.
Woo-hoo.
Very excited about
it
that.
It felt like a very quick holiday. I'm not going to lie.
Man.
Only because it did rain of one of the 2 days that I was there.
Yeah, okay, fine. So you didn't have the weather.
I didn't have the weather. And the problem is me and my mum were on the same vibe. And we were both equally as stressed about that. Because we love to just like lay horizontal, not do anything, sunbathe, little tan.
It's a bit different when you got away with a parent, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Because I kind of reverted back to being at home. I was like, mum, do you mind, you know, ironing my dress before we go out?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's
like,
just little things.
Can you hold the passports?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Can I have some pocket money for dinner?
Yeah, can I have a couple of euros to go get a cheeky ice cream?
Can't lie though, yeah, you going away, I mean, you've been catching flights, not feelings and all that, but you going away has actually, I have missed you. I'll put that disclaimer out there first.
Okay, yep.
But I've had a wild time, man.
Look.
Just running around in my boxes like a little hyperactive kid at home. I've just been able to leave my towel in the middle of the room. I've been able to like the washing up. Yeah, that can wait.
Right.
No, Molly's not coming home
well,
yet.
There's something about Tyler West, yeah. And he finds it very difficult to stay inside when I'm outside.
Yeah.
I don't know where that comes from.
Nights out every single night. beers galore with the boys. The group chat was activated. Fortnite was getting rinsed. I've had a great weekend.
I don't love hearing you're having so much fun without me, if I'm honest.
Yeah, fine. You know what? It was really rubbish. I sat indoors and I watched Pointless all weekend long.
Lovely.
It's actually a good weekend as well, I can't lie.
Yeah, sounds great.
This Sunday Roast.
Kiss.
Listen, well, also, it's been a busy week.
It's been a, jam-packed, to say the least.
I met royalty.
It's not the first time, is it, Ty?
No, exactly. So I'm a proud ambassador for the King's Trust charity, and there was their 50th birthday celebrations that happened earlier on in the week. And I can't lie, I still ain't over it because I'm getting messages. Everybody's going like, oh my days, you spudded the King. Yeah, you heard it right. I spudded it. I kept it real.
But this is what makes it difficult, right? If I was to ever meet the King, I have no idea what the etiquette is, because like you're not necessarily like the best role model of what to do when you meet the royals.
No, do not follow my train of thought, because I only did it, first of all, because I panicked. I went for a handshake and then I forgot where I was. And
kind
then
of cabbage situation.
It was a cabbage spud situation. He was a bit confused, but then he vibed with it and now we've got our secret handshake that goes on.
Wow. No, but I'm like, you can't Google it. Really?
No.
It's not like, oh, you know, what's the dress code to this restaurant on the weekend?
How do I shake the sausage fingers?
That's it.
Which he does. He kind of does. No, he just has big, big hands, which I appreciate.
Yeah, look.
Like a guy with big hands. Strong. This is wild. It was funny, though, because like we had like quite a bit of conversation. Like usually at the other events that I've ever seen him at, because he has to show up, he's the head of the charity. At the other events, it's kind of like a passing conversation, but we actually got to chat quite in depth. And then Queen Camilla was there, Her Majesty, and she was going, oh, I'm just fuming, my hay fever's playing up.
Was she fuming?
She didn't say it like that. She was just like, I'm fuming, my hay fever's playing up. And I was like, oh, do you know what?
That's because
all of the trees in the UK, they are the ones that give out pollen. They're actually male trees.
Yeah.
And then she was like, well, that explains it then.
Yep.
And I was like, I couldn't agree more. We're jarring, man. We make you sneeze.
This Sunday Roast.
Kiss.
We've got a special little reveal today.
Yeah.
Because someone has found their voice.
Exactly. This is such a special campaign, right? Obviously, it's the final day of Mental Health Awareness Week this week.
Mm-hmm.
And Pudsey the Bear, yeah? Pudsey Bear, as in children in need, Pudsey Bear. Big yellow Pudsey. Big man like Pudsey. Yeah. This advert's gone out. It's supporting young people, making sure that they've got someone to talk to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Pudsey's got a voice.
Hey, Dexter.
Pudsey.
You look worried.
You can talk.
Well, I never have before, but you look like you might need someone to talk to. Maybe I can be that someone.
Be honest, did you think he was going to sound like that?
No, I think in my head he was a bit younger.
Yeah.
If I'm honest. That sounds slightly older than I pitched Pudsey, but really wholesome.
And he's got, hey Dexter, you look worried. Yeah, because you're a talking bear, bro.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, I know he's like a big bear and all. But I was getting more Paddington vibes, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Look, Paddington Bear, fine. Yeah, we're used to that.
Mm.
Straight up, Pudsey, he's coming. Hey, Dexter. Like, yeah, bro, it's worrying. It is actually worrying. Somebody needs to check in on Dexter for real.
But he's doing some, you know, some serious work there. Dexter's got a new friend. Happy
day. I love some of the reactions of it online, yeah, because people, somebody said, he won't be silenced any longer. Oh my days, Pudsey's got a voice. That's it. It's like he's finally speaking out.
Wow, he's been trapped for this all this time. Also a bit more northern than I was expecting.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why, but where Pudsey's from.
All the friendliest voices are northern, apparently.
100%, 100%. Mm. This Sunday roast. Kiss. Right, we planned a barbecue this weekend. That didn't go well, right? Because that's been postponed. The weather's just not on our side. I mean, it is that awkward point in the year where it kind of gets like, it gets really hot all of a sudden. The minute you step in the shade, long johns.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's true, but it's hard. That the British summer is very much like that. It could be hot one minute, cold the next. Like,
facts.
You can never have something consistent. You can't plan for 2 weeks in advance.
It's like you can go out and you'll be like, sunglasses check, wallet check, keys check, umbrella. Yeah, still. I'll still
always
take it with me, just in case I get caught off guard. I don't want to get wet. Pause. It is also that weather where you've got to be on hand at any given point that the sun pokes his head out, that you go to the beer garden.
Or what? You've always got to be ready to go.
Or you've got your jorts ready to go.
Oh, jorts.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I haven't worn mine yet this year. It's just a thing that's like recently come in, isn't it, realistically?
It is. I feel like I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with jorts, because I do like them. I think they're quite cool. I think they can be worn well, but I'm quite short. I'm a 5'3" girly, and I feel like you've also, regardless of how tall you are, you've got to have a good thigh to calf ratio.
Right.
Like, you know, it can't be, it's got to hit the right point of the calf.
Otherwise, it's looking
otherwise
a bit.
It's clots.
Yes.
Clots.
Clots. It's clots. It's just
clots.
Yeah, if you wore my jorts, that'd just be jeans.
Yeah, they would.
They'd just be jeans.
Maybe I should try it out. Maybe I found my perfect petite length.
What if you were to get like a smaller version of jorts?
What, just normal shorts?
Okay, yeah, that's not going to work, is it? You can tell I'm not into fashion. This Sunday roast. Kiss. Hi, me and Moles are gassed to be here chatting with you.
We're in our podcast bag being here on the Sunday roast. But guess what? We have a brand new one launching this summer.
Yeah, exactly. It's called The Prenup. Honestly, if you're ready for some real-time belly laughs, get the 11th of June in your diary right now when that first episode drops, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As you might have heard, we are recently engaged to be married, and marriage is hard. But rather than going to couples therapy, we've decided to start a prenup instead.
Yeah, it's a strong start. It's a very strong start. Right, it's the do's and don'ts that nobody ever wants to talk about or admit when it comes to the people in your life.
And we want to hear from you too. We're also chatting about when you knew your partner or your best mate was the one.
Mm-hmm.
Email your stories into theprenup@bowermedia.co.uk for your chance to have yours read out on the pod.
Yeah, exactly. The Prenup with us too, Molly and Tyler, launches the 11th of June. Get it in your calendar. This Sunday roast.
Kiss. If you didn't know, me and Tyler are getting married.
Yeah, getting married.
We're getting married. Yeah. No, we're engaged. And I recently saw the Justin Bieber Rules of Marriage with Hailey Bieber come up again.
I've seen it. So they've got it. They've got this basically shrine on their wall of some of the commandments basically in their life that they live by, right?
Yeah, they're very long-winded ways to just say, like, be a good person. Look after yourself, basically.
Have you got them, yeah?
But it's one of the ones that stuck out was, we value quality and excellence of production.
Big man, that sounds like a 5-star food hygiene rating in a kitchen. Like,
what does he mean by production? That could be so many different things in my book.
It sounds like the criteria to get a 5-star hygiene rating.
Absolutely.
That's what it does. That's
absolutely
what it does.
Cleanliness, taste, smell, all that jazz. He always said, we value innovation and moving the human experience forward.
Okay, now that's someone that works in fintech. Yeah, that's one of the finance bros from Canary Wharf.
That is like the slogan of Microsoft or something
it is,
silly.
It's an AI company. Yeah. That's not a commandment right there. That's not a rule in the marriage, right?
And then my other favourite one was, we value servanthood and making people feel like they can fly.
Nice, nice. That could be British Airways' new slogan.
That could be, yeah, absolutely could. But it also could be like, we're at an afters and someone needs to go to bed. Like,
we need to go home now.
Yeah.
We absolutely need to go Whoa. Should we make some rules up for our marriage?
Well, I think we might be.
Oh, listen, babe, I've always wanted us to value servanthood and make people feel like they can fly. Okay, that's it.
I always feel like I can fly. This Sunday
roast. Kiss. Now, Miles, I don't know if you've seen this. Primark opening up in New York City.
Really?
Big. Big.
Wow.
We're worldwide, baby.
They need one.
From UK to the world. I mean, listen, it's huge, right? This launch party that's happened, you might have seen it on your socials. There's loads of celebs that have been in attendance. There's like Sarah Jessica Parker.
Wow.
Maura Higgins is over there. Winnie Harlow. Kim Petras was DJing as well. They turned the Empire State Building blue. Primark's doing bits.
Do they know what Primark is?
Yeah, exactly.
I fear Jessica Parker doesn't really know.
But they're diving into it. I love the fact that they're embracing it because realistically, we've let them on to like our secret ingredient now. Primark is elite in the times of need.
It is where it's at. Like, just imagine you're American, never been to Primark, walking in and discovering the PJ and underwear section. Three thongs for a pound. Lovely.
It sounded like you worked on East London Market then.
I did there.
Three thongs for a pound.
Two for a penny. Anyway, but yeah, no, I feel like there's so much going on in Primark. You could literally get like homeware. You could buy a suitcase if you
it's
want.
It's diversifying the portfolio now. And I can't wait for one of the guys in New York to just walk through Primark, pick up a sandal and be like, oh my God, $5?
Oh yeah.
$5, man?
Oh yeah, jeez. Crazy.
I'm going to get seven of them. All right? That's what
he's gonna do. I'd love to be the first person in that Primark.
Yeah, just before it, because it gets too busy. The queues get way too long, and then you end up shopping in the queue.
Oh,
how
yeah.
does that work?
They're gonna learn that quickly, early or late slot.
Yeah,
no in betweens.
If you're in the middle, you're gonna expect to go to the till with like 15 different lip balms and exfoliators that you're picking up side
yeah.
by side.
This Sunday
roast. Kiss. I do have a revelation, Moles, while we're here.
Oh, really?
As you're my fiancé, I've got some bad news.
Oh, what
something.
Is it?
Well, I mean, you can probably guess what it is. What's happened way too much this year already?
You forgot to put the bleach down again.
Okay, right, okay. Not that, okay?
Oh,
and
not that.
And I do use the bleach. Thank you very much.
Okay.
What's happened way too much with me this
with
year?
With you?
Yeah.
You've just been everywhere.
Yeah.
You've been flying everywhere.
I've been flying everywhere. I've been on multiple stag do's, right?
Yeah.
Well, I've been asked on another one.
You're joking. Not another one?
Not another one? Tyler, that's actually taking the mic a little bit.
It, isn't it? But it's not my stag do, though. This is my thing. I'm going to be supportive to somebody else about to go on a pilgrimage of marriage.
Yeah, but I've said to you, look...
I don't think anybody's ever described it as that, by the way.
That's quite intense, actually, yeah. But I've said to you before, you know, 4 days for your stag do is enough.
Yeah.
And now I feel like you've absolutely exceeded your limits of days on a stag do. And it's not even your own yet.
I'm just a vibey guy.
You're in minus days for your stag do now.
I've taken too much annual stag do, leave do. That's what I've got.
And you'll stag do leave.
I'll be honest, I don't really want to go.
Look, I know you miss me.
I don't really want to go to Malta, but look, I have to.
Oh,
all right?
Oh, is that where it is?
Yeah. Thank you very
I
much.
I might be in Malta that day.
No, okay, it's not happening. This Sunday roast. Kiss. So, obviously, I'm a massive Molly May fan.
Obviously.
Okay. With her 24 hours that she has in a day, Molly May has gone viral again this week.
Why is Bambi biting again?
No, that's a boy, man. You can't say that.
Oh,
okay, you can't
sorry.
It's
quite entertaining, though.
No, she basically released a vlog, and I want to say turned Jamaican.
Oh, my focus at the minute has been making it true tonight.
Sorry. That's
jokes. It just comes out
Where
sometimes,
did that come
you know.
From?
You know what I mean?
Look,
I got an uncle somewhere.
The spirit of Jamaica just does come out in people when they least
True
expect it.
True tonight.
Okay.
True tonight. Well, look, if you needed a reason to like Molly May more,
yeah,
that's it.
Exactly.
True tonight.
This is This Sunday Roast. Kiss.
You might be recovering after a Eurovision watch party last night.
Yeah.
We are not. But do you know what? It's the only time I ever hear about Azerbaijan.
Yes. It does sound like a made-up place, but it sounds like the coolest place ever.
I wouldn't have put it in Europe, but that's fine. You know, it sounds great.
Do you know what my favourite bit about the night is whenever anybody watches Eurovision? It's when the results come up.
Mm.
Yeah, because it's like, now we're crossing live to the Netherlands. And then all of a sudden it's like hey, come on. Let's have it.
Are they?
And then they're in front of a green screen just like bare waving.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, England. Nil pois.
And it's always the 3 second delay before they start talking as well.
It just never happens. It's that awkwardness. It's like cutting to a weather reporter. It's like, right, now we're going live to Molly Rainford.
Graham Norton is carrying it.
Yeah. That's just one of the best parts of it. And also just any of the acts that come through that are completely random. Like, you'll get people on there like playing a toilet seat and things like that.
Do you? And
performances that are just like, oh my gosh, what are they wearing?
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I remember. The costumes, the outfit.
The visuals are everything on Eurovision.
And now Azerbaijan.
And Azerbaijan.
This Sunday roast. Kiss.
It's Tyler West and Molly Rainford. Thank you so much for listening in.
Pete and Liv are back with you on the Sunday roast next week.
Have a good one.